Dr. Carl Henrik Robert is our guest here on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are pleased to have him with us. All of this stuff that you're talking about with sustainability, when you're talking about the framework that you and many others have developed that is called the Natural Step.
Framework.
The Natural Step Framework. Paul, say it right. All of this has to do with life. Mm. Yes? Mm. Yes, it has to do with human life because we have such an enormous impact on the planet.
Yes.
And it has to do with life.
Yes.
On the planet. Yeah.
On which we depend.
Indeed. Because we are pretty self-interested individuals, mm-hmm. particularly in an individualist society like America, North America, mm-hmm. the developed world perhaps, tell me why this stuff matters to me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Well, first it matters to business and all institutions and organizations, because the self-benefit from not hitting the walls of the funnel we just talked about is obvious. That wall will appear as costs. Those will hit the individual as well. It will hit them as increasing insurance costs, waste management costs, lost credibility amongst other people, tax regulations, because mankind will continue to grapple with this, and it will be tougher and tougher and tougher to avoid responsibility if you are part of the problem rather than part of the solution.
And more expensive.
That's right. To the very individual, if we forget about decision making in institutions and so forth and just look about the individual, the question that immediately comes up is, of course, my life, and am I happy, and I want to be happy, and so forth. And that is, I think, the correct starting point when you are defining the goal in the chess game, also for an institution. All the people in my institution must feel like that, you know, as
but
my
what is it
vision
to be
and
happy?
My dream.
What is it to be happy?
Right. And I think that the scientist and person who has brought this the furthest is Manfred Max Neef. He is a Chilean national economist. And he did something which is very similar to what we did with the system conditions. He went to the human constitution and asked himself, what are the human needs that don't overlap, that sort of make up our psyche? And he identified 9 of them, like subsistence, which means the physical resources you need to just sustain your life, and protection, it must be safe enough, and affection, there must be love around you, and understanding, you must understand what's going on, and so forth.
This is just pretty basic stuff,
isn't it? It's very
basic
stuff. And if you make a thought of experiment, you are loved, you're protected, you have the food you need, but you don't understand anything that goes on. You can't think about anything but your own stupidity, and so forth. Freedom is another one. If you have all the other stuff, but you're in jail, you can't think about anything else. So all those things, it's very elegant and robust. But the most wonderful thing about it is the conclusions you can draw. One is that these are constitutional and the same throughout all cultures.
Constitutional meaning being absolutely at the core of who we are.
Who
this
we
isn't
are,
a written
as humans.
Document.
No, it's independent on the culture. But the way by which different cultures have tried to meet those needs have been entirely different. And this is a hopeful thought, because that makes it, of course, possible to learn a lot from how other cultures have done and so forth. And the third conclusion is, I think, the most challenging and inspiring. There is almost no under limit how little resources are needed to meet them completely. It is not a matter of resources. It is a matter of the cultural setup and the techniques you use. We don't want a huge amount of kilowatt hours imported to our house. We want light and a nice climate. We don't want to have exactly that type of metal, or we don't buy mining. We buy materials that work for us. We don't want split atoms. Nobody wants to buy split atoms. We want process energy and light and temperature. So Max Neef tells us to change from commodity to human service, and that opens up avenues of potentials for what we can do when we play the game of sustainable development.
There's a wonderful line, I don't know where it came from, in the course of the discussions in the last days. We can't predict the future, but we can create the future. And I think what you're talking about is a set of tools that, if we choose to, and we may not have any choice, allow us to begin to do that creation.
Right.
we will be watching as the Natural Step framework evolves. We thank you, Dr. Robert.
Thank you.
Dr. Robert is one of those rare individuals who saw a challenge and responded. We are glad to know him and inspired. Thank you, Dr. Robert. We also thank Ray Anderson of Interface, Inc. for his vision and fortitude, and the people with the Natural Step US for their flexibility and assistance. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.